Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us right now is Muslim Nkwanazi, who is the communication manager at Pick It Up. Last Friday, Gary and I took a drive. We went into Johannesburg CBD. We travelled around Doornfontein. We travelled around Yeovil. We met people from Crum. We met people who work for Pick It Up. Spoke to them. And I'm trying to understand why Johannesburg looks like a cesspit. Clearly there are a number of different key players, but something's gone wrong somewhere. So welcome, Uzi, and thank you so much for making time to speak to us and just shed some light on the realities that Pick It Up is dealing with. How are you, firstly?
Thank you, and afternoon to the listeners. It is indeed a big challenge.
Why? What are the big challenges? Is it HR issue? Is it a staffing problem? Because I just don't understand where the failure is.
The failure as Pick It Up from our side in the inner city, particularly the areas that you've mentioned, we have three shifts: but the morning shift, afternoon shift, and a night shift.
Yes.
To deal with the illegal dumping, littering, and everything that happens in the city centre. Now, we've always maintained and said it as Pick It Up that we can't do it alone. We need our communities to partner with us to refrain from littering, for example.
Even if they don't, though, Muzi, even if they don't, if it's the mandate of any organization or service provider to clean the area, whether the community litters or doesn't litter, it needs to be cleaned. I mean, did you see the photos?
Actually, I'm coming to that saying. We're pouring money, we're pouring resources into particularly the inner city, which is the only area that we have three shifts in which we're trying to ensure that the city is as clean as humanly possible. However, you find that no sooner had we cleaned, it goes back to what it was, and it shows an element of an uncaring behavior to some extent, wherein if we pick up, we'll just drop simply because of a wrong attitude to say maybe we are creating a job. We're not actually creating a job. It's an outflow of resources, which resources could have been better used or utilized somewhere else. Now, in the inner city, it's very, very, very also congested. You need a multi-party approach or multi-entity approach into that. You have focus on each street corner. You have a shop, some without bins, some with bins, that just throw things outside of their premises. We have to an extent, and if one can move back, at the beginning of COVID, when it was level 5, the city was very clean. It proves that we are indeed doing what we are supposed to do. Now, the city's opened up, and it gradually disintegrates to where it was before or pre-COVID. Now, a multi-stakeholder approach would involve bylaw enforcement.
Absolutely.
Would involve, apart from bylaw enforcement, would ensure that every person who operates a business in the inner city has a bin, for instance. And sometimes it becomes a question of people not applying for bins, people think or owing rates, thinking that if we say to them, please finish us with your statement of accounts, we are saying, therefore, if you are owing or in areas, we are not going to go give you a bin. That's far from the truth. Pick It Up will supply the bin. There are certain congested areas, particularly next to Grandfontein, Park Station,
Not
Gore Street.
End Street. Did you see End Street?
Yeah,
so it's interesting. Yeah. You say that you have three different shifts. I actually met one of your ladies. It was so clean. When you come along End Street, just before you turn down to go onto, I think that road that takes you up to Harrow Road, there was a lady there, so competent, and she explained to me that there's three different shifts. The one is from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The other one is from 4 until 7, and then she, it's a night shift. And where she is absolutely pristinely clean. And I said to her, what's crime like in the area? And she said, it's not bad at all. Mm. Why? Because it's clean and they show that somebody cares. But less than a block away, there is... I thought when I first drove through it, I thought I was driving through a slum in New Delhi. I don't know if my producer has sent you the photos, but I'm going to send them to you because tomorrow Gary and I are actually meeting with the ward councillors because we have to fix this problem. It's not fair that people should live like that. And you're absolutely right in what you say, that JMPD, police, people need to be fined if they litter. And it does, and you know, people saying, well, you know what, it's foreign nationals. I don't care. It's our city. And we need to look after our city. Mm. Right?
Right. And that is the attitude that we need, that a hands-on type of an attitude. The next attitude, which is a mayoral project as well, that talks to cleaning up, not only cleaning up, fixing the street lights, fixing potholes in the city.
Let's not talk about the potholes. I just want to know why Pick It Up isn't picking it up. You know,
Pick It Up.
I thought of renaming the company. Let's leave it right here.
No. You know? It is picking up. But our greatest challenge is the behavior that we're speaking about. I mean, there are pockets in the very same inner city that they're referring to that are very clean, and other areas that are not as clean as they should be. You look at your nearer taxi ranks, for example, the Bree, the North Taxi Rank, those are congested areas. Sooner you clean now, the next shift that comes in, you'll have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And even at night, when the city is cleaned, you know by 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it becomes something else. So that's why our emphasis, see, all stakeholders need to participate and play their role.
Absolutely, and employ. Absolutely. You know, you enforce the bylaws. People have to change their behaviour, and then the big things get corrected as well. Muzi, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it because we've got news. But I am going to be in touch with you and see how we can work with Pick It Up as well.
Thank you for spreading the message on our behalf, and then putting more understanding of the bigger projects that problems that we're facing, and we are an open organization, and we shall come back and speak to you.
Thank you very much. That's Muzi Mkwanazi, who is a communications manager at Pick It Up.